Good afternoon from the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau. I'm Yvonne Crumery. It's Monday, August 11th. And with school set to begin on Thursday, the Juneau School District announced that it plans to close all schools this week if any campuses are impacted by glacial outburst flooding. The glacial lake that releases water annually is full. That means the Mendenhall River could flood at any time this week, but it's not clear exactly when that will happen. Three schools in the Mendenhall Valley, Coctaguhine Elementary School, Mendenhall River Community School, and Thunder Mountain Middle School could experience flooding. At a press conference today, Deputy City Manager Robert Barr said one of the reasons for closing all schools is district staff who live in the flood zone could be impacted, even if they don't work in one of the affected schools.
They have teachers and they have staff that are in that flood inundation that are going to be in that 17-foot impact area that we'll be recommending an evacuation for. And so, from their point of view, hard to operate the rest of the district, right, when their faculty, when their staff are potentially impacted.
In a press release, the district said it plans to announce any closures before the school day begins, if possible. But it's also prepared to evacuate schools as needed. Students and staff will move to a safe location outside of the evacuation zone. Only guardians and emergency contacts listed in Power School will be able to pick up students. The district's website has information on flood procedures. District leadership says families can receive updates through the Juneau Schools app. The district will also send updates to families through its Blackboard communication system. Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Crumery. Thank you for tuning in. The countdown has begun for Juneau's annual Glacial Lake Outburst Flood. Suicide Basin reached full capacity and began spilling over the top of the glacier last night. As KTOO's Clarice Larson reports, that means flooding could begin at any time.
The National Weather Service issued a special weather statement indicating that it could take up to 6 days for the basin to release floodwater into Mendenhall Lake. Once the water levels begin to rise, the National Weather Service will issue a flood warning. From that point, it will take about 48 hours for floodwaters to crest in the Mendenhall River. The city and borough of Juneau issued an emergency text alert just after 8 p.m. on Sunday evening that notified Juneau residents that the basin was overtopping. The alert said, quote, "Now is the time to make last-minute preparations, finalize evacuation plans, and pack a go bag," end quote. City and tribal officials say they will begin hanging informational door flyers in the Mendenhall Valley neighborhoods in the flood zone and launch a flood information hotline Monday afternoon. The door hangers warn residents that the basin is full and that an emergency shelter will be available at Floyd Dryden Middle School once the flood begins. It also includes advice on how to protect property. The city continues to advise people to prepare to evacuate. They have not issued a mandatory evacuation order, but officials highly recommend people leave once the flood warning is issued. This year's flood will be the first test of the flood barriers the city installed this spring. National Weather Service staff say the contingency forecast is a 16.5-foot flood, but that's subject to change. Residents should check the Suicide Basin monitoring page for forecast updates in the coming days. The contingency forecast is based on estimates that Suicide Basin's size has expanded compared to prior years and that the ice dam holding back the water is a bit lower. That forecast is also based on the past few days of increased rainfall, which have raised the water levels in the lake and river. The rain could affect the flood height if it doesn't flow out to sea before the basin releases. The city will issue another emergency text alert when the National Weather Service issues a flood warning. That will mean the basin is releasing and the flood has begun. The state's Department of Transportation and Public Facilities is preparing for potential bridge and road closures along the river. Officials say when and where will depend on the height and timing of the flood. And with school set to begin on Thursday, the Juneau School District announced Monday that it plans to close all schools this week if any campuses are impacted by glacial outburst flooding. With help from Alex Solomon, I'm Clarice Larson in Juneau.
And it's the second week of testimony in the trial of Jeffrey Foltz, a former Juneau chiropractor who's accused of assaulting more than a dozen women under the guise of medical care. So far in the trial, we've been hearing from more complainants, alleged victims. 13 women have accused former chiropractor Jeffrey Foltz of touching them inappropriately and without their consent while they sought treatment for pain and injuries. As of Thursday afternoon, we heard from most of them. They testified that they felt discomfort during their appointments. Some said their experiences with Foltz caused them to avoid medical care later. Rebecca Parkey testified on Friday. She worked at Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, and she was Foltz's patient for treatment of recurring migraines.
Every time I walked down the hill, I kept questioning myself, like, what are you doing? Why are you going back? And then I would...
She said she was uncomfortable with the way he touched her, but she assumed he must have been acting within the bounds of medical care. She kept going back to treat her pain.
Argue with myself, like, stop being crazy. You know, it was just this constant inner battle.
Defense attorney James Christie asked Parkey to compare her care with Fultz to that of other chiropractors and massage therapists she's seen, including when she lived in Missouri.
And the chiropractor in Kansas City who you really like, do you know, they didn't do massage therapy? Your chiropractor, I mean.
No, because he wasn't a massage therapist, and technically neither was Jeff.
Tori Talley, another woman who testified, was in her early 20s when she was treated by Fultz. She said he touched her in sensitive places, and she said it made her very uncomfortable. But like Parkey, she doubted herself. Prosecutor Jocelyn Gillum asked Talley if Fultz would ask for permission or warn her that he would touch her in those places.
Do you remember if at any point the discussion of touching sensitive areas of your body, did that ever come up with Mr. Fultz prior to that last appointment when he was doing the massage?
No.
Did you give any consent to that part of your body being touched even for medical purpose?
Absolutely not.
Talley said her experience with Fultz caused her to avoid all medical care in general.
I took a break from seeing anyone at search and a long break from physical therapy.
How did that affect your symptoms, if at all?
I definitely had a lot more headaches, and I stopped seeing all providers, and I developed really bad anxiety, and I developed panic disorder and not being able to see my providers or my counselor through search.
During cross-examination, Fultz's lawyers pointed out that Talley had anxiety and panic disorders before seeing Fultz. She said they escalated after her experience and break from medical care. Proceedings are scheduled to continue for at least one more week. And Haines and Skagway are joining together for a local challenge that tracks and encourages residents to consume more locally sourced foods. KHNS reporter Melinda Munson has all the tasty details.
I'll start with the easy one, yarrow. It grows everywhere. It's these beautiful little plants.
Anne-Marie Haskamp is a forager in Skagway.
This one is like the safe one that you can figure out. It has these really feathery leaves on it.
Haskamp is leading a group of about 20, mostly seasonal workers, on a short walk through Naku Bay. They're learning how to forage ethically as part of a local foods initiative.
Yarrow is great for bug bites. It's a bug repellent. It also stops bleeding. So if you have a cut, grab yarrow. It is your best friend. It will stop bleeding really quickly. So I love it. It's one of my favorite plants.
Yarrow can also be made into a tea to soothe women's ailments, like menstrual cramps. Haskamp emphasizes wearing soft shoes, like Crocs, so plants don't get crushed as foragers travel. She advises going deeper into the woods and leaving the easier spots for elders. And whether it's mushrooms or Devil's Club, she hopes gatherers will take just a small portion from each spot. Haskamp taught the class as part of the Upper Lynn Canal Local Food Challenge. In Skagway, the two-week event is run by Skagway Development Corporation. It's the first time Skagway has participated in the challenge. Alana Bagden is Skagway Development's program manager. She organized the foraging class, along with classes on brewing local beer and growing lettuce via aeroponics.
It's a challenge in these isolated communities in Southeast, as we all very much know, to have a well-rounded diet within most people's budgets and things like that. And a lot of that challenge, I think, comes from a lack of understanding of how to gain access to your local resources.
Bagden says one goal of the event is to help people identify how to access local foods. That might be keeping a garden or shopping at a farmer's market.
For each locally sourced ingredient that you use during the 2 weeks of the challenge, you can log a point for your community. So once a week, there's a form to fill out online to track the locally sourced ingredients you've been utilizing. And so far, it's been pretty wonderful.
Haines' program has been led by Tracy Wyatt Cassidy for 3 years. She is the Tokchinook Watershed Council's education coordinator. She wants participants to know that even though the program is more than halfway done, it's not too late to participate.
Can even sign up on the very last day and still contribute. Our goal is to try to keep it as open as possible. We want a lot of participants. We want to eat a lot of local food. And so people can join anytime during this two-week challenge.
Haines took a different approach than Skagway for its education component. They sponsored a booth at the Southeast Alaska State Fair and held food making demonstrations.
So we made like a healthy banana ice cream where we blended local strawberries and topped it with different berries. And then we also made a kale strawberry salad and we made kale chips. You know, we had a bunch of recipe cards. So it was like quick, easy little things that you can make with local foods and a fun way for people to also track the local ingredients.
The program is also co-sponsored by Search and Chilkat Forever. In Skagway, I'm Melinda Munson.
And a company that owns a controversial mining exploration effort outside Haines says that work will continue at the site, despite plans to sell some or all the project. The so-called Palmer Project is the zinc, copper, gold, silver, and barite exploration site that has long divided Chilkat Valley residents over its potential economic benefits and environmental impacts. American Pacific Mining said in May that it planned to distance itself from the development. That news came several months after the company took full ownership of the project, and its biggest investor backed out. The company didn't give much insight to its plans in a press release on Thursday, other than that the merger and acquisition talks are ongoing and that some work will happen this year. Constantine Mining LLC, which operates the project locally, declined to respond before press time to questions about the exploration efforts and the decision to shut down one camp but commission another. And President Donald Trump says he will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday in Alaska. Trump made the announcement on his social media platform, Truth Social, on Friday, describing the meeting as, quote, highly anticipated. The meeting comes amid frustration from the Trump administration over continued fighting between Russia and Ukraine more than 3 years after Russia's invasion in 2022. The Associated Press reports that the president says he will meet with Putin before any sit-down meeting involved with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Trump's post did not specify where in Alaska the meeting with Putin will take place and said more details would come soon. And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 57 degrees and raining. It looks like we'll get some more rain tonight, but tomorrow and Wednesday look like they could be sunny. You're listening to KTOO.